You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Michigan Radio just wrapped up another round of Am I Curious, where you ask a question, then Michigan Radio listeners vote on the one they want us to investigate, and we do exactly that. Here's the winning question from listener Tim Patrick.
What happened to Dr. Refai Hammo, the Syrian refugee featured in Humans of New York, who relocated to Southeast Michigan with his family?
Refai Hammo's story grabbed the attention of the world when it was featured on the blog Humans of New York. Dr. Hammo is a highly accomplished engineer and professor. His wife, daughter, and other family members were killed when their home in Syria was struck by a missile. He fled Syria with his surviving children, a son and three daughters. And he was battling stomach cancer, brought on, he believed, by his sadness and his stress. After some time in Turkey, the family arrived in Southeast Michigan at the end of 2015. I sat down with the man who's come to be known as the scientist at his home. And with the help of interpreter Peter Alchona, we talked about his new life in Michigan. It has been over a year since you have come to Southeast Michigan. How are you settling into your life here?
We as a Kurdish, we came from a very cruel environment, and we were used to adjust ourselves according to that environment. So when we came here, we noticed that the American people have many common traditions that are same with Kurdish traditions, and this is very good for us. And of course, the most challenging thing in our stay here in America was the language, and of course, how to adjust and how to learn the language, as well as how to settle in this state.
Our listener, Tim Patrick, wanted to ask you, was there anything about Michigan that really surprised you?
I wasn't surprised with the situation in Michigan, but I look forward to see Michigan better and better. So one of the most important situations that I've noticed that is Detroit city situation, and I seen that a lot of neighborhoods been neglected, and I wish that we can rebuild these places, which is a very important responsibility upon all the Michigans and also for all the people who come here. And I would love to be one of the people or one of the residents that help in developing and improving Detroit City and see it better and better.
Dr. Hammo, the post about you on the Humans of New York blog is the one where the world came to know you and touched people across the country, including President Obama, who wrote words of encouragement and then invited you to his final State of the Union speech in January of last year. What was that like to be the guest of the president?
My presence in the United States after I arrived to the state and President Obama welcomed me, that gave me a great momentum and for being present here. And also, as I don't consider myself as an immigrant, I consider myself as any other American citizen that requires to work and have duties and responsibility towards the people of Michigan and the state of Michigan. Also, the welcoming of President Obama gave me a great respect and great push to settle here and start a new life. And also, I've noticed that their education, their culture are very great. I have respected very much and respected their culture and civilization here.
Tim Patrick, our listener, asked, when you arrived in Michigan, doctor, you said you didn't want to be treated only like a refugee and that you wanted to be a good citizen. How have you been treated and have you been able to contribute to the community the way you wanted to?
It's a natural that any human beings that leave his natural homeland, it would, of course, suffer some changes and, of course, will enter a new environment that is different than in his environment. But although the weather was a little bit different than our weather in Syria, but the traditions of the American people are very close to our tradition as Kurdish people. And of course, we were able to adjust and accept our new place, our new home in Michigan.
And you wanted to contribute. Have you been able to find work?
Through the work, I'm only having one problem, which is the language.
When you first came here, there were reports that there was concerns that you had stomach cancer and that your health was a concern. How are you today? And did you have stomach cancer?
Yes.
That's right. I had a cancer, but I was able to get a treatment. I had a surgery to remove that cancer, and I'm still having some difficulties with my problem with the cancer, but thank God I think that is stopped developing. The cancer is stopped growing, and I'm getting better every day.
And we are very happy to hear that. Doctor, we know one can never forget the pain of losing family members, but we do learn to live with that pain. And when you first got here, you were quoted as saying, "We survived, but we're dead psychologically." Have you begun to come back to life to recover psychologically?
Of course, with the time, we were recovering psychologically, but there's still something of the memories that were really bad to remember, and we always cannot forget. As a Kurdish people, we suffered a lot, especially after Sykes-Picot Treaty, and we've been suffering and from killing and displacing and putting in jail, but that was, we were able to overcome that, and we are now the people that we are after all these suffering, and we were able to adjust or to accommodate this environment or this situation to keep on living.
Have people in Michigan helped you in this by being welcoming and helping you build a new life here?
Unfortunately, I haven't received that much of help from any side or from any person. I was not hoping for any help, actually, but we were able to adjust to the situation. Now we have my son and my kids in school, and we are trying to overcome this problem and be able to adjust with the situation right now. For that help that we receive, we thank them as well. The Lutheran organization was one of the organizations that helped us.
You were invited to and you attended President Trump's inauguration. And as you know, he's just signed a new executive order that clamps down on travel and refugees from six mainly Muslim countries, including Syria. What are your thoughts about that?
So we look at America as a great country and also as a country of law. They have a very great laws that we should respect and honor. And as long as they have taken this step, we do respect these laws. But we ask the president, especially the American president, to stop the blood shed in Syria and all other places in the Arab countries, in Syria, and especially in Kurdistan. If they do that and stop that bloodshedding, I think my people and the Kurdish people will not need to leave their country and immigrate and find other countries to settle.
Back to you. You have this new life and this new home in Michigan for you and your family. What do you most hope to accomplish with your new life here?
So my first goal from coming to the United States is to accomplish my ambitions. And these ambitions are to serve all the human beings, especially in the field of research and innovation. Now I started my work and I started a new scientific research center, but it's going very slowly. So far in the field of invention, I am working on one of the research, which is about earthquakes. We're trying to anticipate the earthquake and trying to avoid the consequences of that earthquakes.
I'm wondering if you would describe the Syrian people and the Kurd people for us. What do you want Americans to know about your people?
The Kurdish people in general are a persecuted people, been suffering for a long time through all ages since the Sykes-Picot Treaty. Now after 100 years, they are still suffering. So our only hope that is to bring back our country, and I don't want to say establish, but restore our country back and bring them safe, because we are the biggest people without country.
We want to thank you for inviting us into your very warm and beautiful home and for sharing your story with us. And we wish you luck, and we are glad that you are here in Michigan.
I would like to thank you also to accept my invitation to this my simple house, and I hope that I will see you later and maybe in another occasion. And I don't want to be considered as a refugee. We are as Kurdish people. We don't like that. We consider ourselves as a citizen, and we work as a citizen, and we try to serve the community as a citizen in this state. And at the end, I would like to welcome you again in my humble house. And as I told you, thank you so much for being here.
And again, a special thanks to our interpreter, Peter Alchona of Bromberg and Associates.